Right now, it's time to welcome in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American. Her stories can be found in the paper and also online in the paper at rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. You and I are laboring.
No, it's what the heck? What else would we do?
That's true. Not much else. Can't party, so we're at it.
I have to give good credit to the Republican American for breaking a story that I had only heard rumors about, and the Republican American broke it this weekend, and that is the end of the Geer Adult Daycare Center.
Yeah, that was a sad day. That service is so crucial to so many families in the region, and according to the press release, they just felt they couldn't safely keep it going. This is the program that gives seniors socialization. They come each day for meals and interaction with others, and transportation is provided from many, many towns, and it also, as importantly, gives respite to caregivers who are taking care of elderly parents. So, yes, it's been there for as long as I can remember, in some form or another.
And it's an expensive program to run. Yeah. The towns have to chip into it, and also Geer, and it's always been under pressure for finances, but when you add the addition of COVID-19 into the mix and all the extra work and all the extra safety that has to go into it, mm-hmm. and the extra money, it became obviously an untenable situation. But you're right, you feel sorry. I feel sorry, obviously, for the people that use it, mm-hmm. But you're absolutely right. I was a caretaker for my mom for 7 years, and you know what? Whenever the Visiting Nurse Association came over, or else Meals on Wheels, and it would give me a break for 25, 30 minutes to an hour, it's just a much-needed break, and it's a break that still gives the one you love companionship and things to do.
Yeah. And, I mean, I've covered many functions there, and it's just to see the smiles on their faces when they're having a birthday party or a picnic, and the tender, loving care of the staff there was always marveled. I marveled at it all the time. So it's very unfortunate. And speaking more of another health care facility, we are doing a story on Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association merging with Foothills and VNA Northwest. That story should be out any time now. It is now called Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County, and Svina's been there for 115 years, I think they said. Some changes there. The office will remain open. There'll be some staff changes, again, it's financial. These organizations just can't make it.
Well, if you have to offer these services, there is strength in numbers, and this is the way to do it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you're still going to see most of the same people that you've seen, because each serves a certain community, a certain section of the community, and we'll keep doing that. But this is the pressure that we're all under. There's financial pressure for these nonprofits to do this and to help out, mm-hmm. and to be additional. And there's financial pressures, and the financial pressures, especially during a pandemic, I mean,
yeah,
plans have to be made, obviously.
Well, they talked, it will be more efficient because obviously there's a duplication of services or of offices and back office businesses and things like that. So it will help, and they say, patients will see no changes. It will be a seamless transition. But it's different. And Nancy Deming, who is the executive director of SENA, will remain here as the director of clinical nursing. So, it's just change, Marshall. We're seeing change all over.
And And you know what? This change would have come sooner or later, but the circumstances we've been living under for the past 6-7 months precipitated and have sped up a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Now, there's a good news story that's in your paper, and that is the Goshen Fairgrounds. There was no Goshen Fair this year, but they decided to get together and raise funds and have a drive-through food truck fair, and it's been going on this weekend, and it's going to go on today, and it's going to wrap up today.
So always good to see something that people can go to and at least get out a little bit safely. And head over to the Goshen Fair Fairgrounds if you want to do something today.
In fact, I have determined that I would like to be a food truck namer because Marshall was listing some during the news story, and
most of those those vendors are vendors that worked at the fair, and they came up with this idea, and I think it's a great idea. Yeah. It goes to benefit charity. It helps the fairgrounds stay active, and it gives people something else to do. Like the Sharon Playhouse this weekend had the drive-through show on Saturday and Sunday. The movie next week, there's the fundraiser for the Equus Effect over in Amenia
at the
movie theater, and once again another fundraiser for the movie house on Sunday. Drive-through things, so it keeps you involved and active in all these organizations.
Thinking outside the box, people are clever.
And not only that, it's a revived drive-ins pretty much all across the country, so
yeah,
want to give them credit.
Yep, and using sources that hadn't been used, so it's great.
It's called outside.
and we get set to go back to school, Ruth.
We do. Tomorrow, Region 1 opens, and it's going to be very interesting. We have all kinds of formats and procedures, and parents have opted to send their kids. Some have opted to keep them home, do distance learning, do homeschooling. And we'll be watching closely to see what happens because, as I keep saying, Lisa Carter, our interim superintendent, says anything could change in a minute.
Drop of a hat, absolutely.
And we had a story this week about a bridge in Cornwall that people are upset about. It's being redone, and they like the old bridge, the historic bridge, but times change, and so there's going to be a different look to it. People were not happy. We also covered, as you said, the vintage parade. It wasn't like we used to. I mean, the parade was fine, but it didn't end in Falls Village where you and I could gather and see all the cars at the car show. But nonetheless, it brought out people, and there was a lot of honking and waving. There will be some activity. There is activity this weekend at in Falls Village as Toy Makers closes down. Today's its last day. Crowds of motorcycles have been there to say goodbye. Again, it's a sign of the pandemic. The Bidos just can't keep it up when the weather gets cold and they don't have the space inside. So another important part of the community closing down, which is sad. Politically, Brian Oler has been endorsed by the Independent Party. He is running, as we know, in a rematch with Maria Horn for the 64th House seat. Brian lost narrowly to Maria in 2 years ago, and they're facing off again.
All right, Ruth, with that being said,
okay, guys.
We'll check with you next Monday.
Good luck out there.
Enjoy your day. Take care.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.